blessings there. The Christian life is amazing and full of challenges for everyday Christians. But what about the newbies in this wonderful journey? Well, you are not alone. Welcome to Live Better with God, where you will hear experiences and tips to improve life as a son of God.
Welcome to Live Better with God. My name is Mary. Hopefully you're having a great day. So blessing to you and all of you who are hearing this podcast. We've been away for far too long, so we are back. So today, the title of this episode is God Invented, I Present You the Real One. And it reads like this, Ephesians 2:8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And we're going to be talking today about how we create a God that actually do what we said, because we don't want to do what God actually asked for us. So I'm summarizing a lot of this, so I'm sorry, but I try to be the more direct as possible. When I said God is invented, I mean that we believe in God. We're not trying to know about God. We just say we believe in God, but we don't know Him. We just say, oh yeah, there's a God above. But we keep doing our same things of every day without letting God be the one who changed us from the inside out. And it doesn't mean that you dress in a particular way or something. It means that when we read the Bible, some words and some passage have to be stuck in our hearts, right? So some things gonna resonate with you, with what you're living right now, with what you're doing right now. And those things are gonna help you improve your relationship with God. And when you improve your relationship with God, things start to change in your life. At least that's how I've been experiencing all this, right? So when I say a God is invented, what I mean is that we don't actually let God go through us, right? To go in our hearts, or to, we read the Bible, we don't try to, I would like to say mimic something of it, but what I'm trying to say is that we read the Bible, we go to church, but nothing that we're doing is because we really want to. It's because we are seeing other people doing it and we want to reach that relationship with God, but not truly, right? So when this starts to happen, we start making excuses. So eventually going to church is not a prioritized in our life. We don't actually see that as a good thing, because wherever we go, we have God in ourselves, and that's all that matters. And I do understand that part. But if you have a sick one and you want to take care of them, I understand that. But when you're starting in the pathway of God, it's very important for us to have guidance. And of course, we have the Bible, but there are some people who have experience in this pathway that can help us go through it, right? So when we start making excuses, and eventually we forget about the Bible, but why we want to know about the Bible that was written a long time ago, and we start making all these tiny excuses, we forget that there's a way for us to have a relationship with God. And eventually, we do know a God exists, but we don't care that he does. And we do things that might hurt our spirit and our relationship with God. So that's what I call a God, is I invented God. And that's what we try to avoid. Why? Because I said a lot of things you can do, a lot of excuses you can do, but it doesn't mean there are false. Well, those things can happen to you in a week or 2 weeks, but the thing is, your relationship with God cannot be affected. So when it's affected, then you're doing all the things that maybe God doesn't want you to do. And why we want to do all these things is to please God. Well, he is our salvation. He believed, well, Jesus came here, right? And he believed he can save the humanity. And he did. He died for all of us. So when he died, he took away all everything that make us imperfect. So through the eyes of God, we are Jesus in God's eyes, right? Because Jesus did all this sacrifice for us to have salvation. And that's why we have it. But we need to know about God and keep learning from it and keep reading and keep building that relationship that is not in the past, is in the present. Because God is with us every day. But it's like everybody says, when I was growing up, he doesn't go to a place that he wasn't invited. So you might think you can use the word of God in everything. You can use it every day. But if you don't have that relationship with him, you're just echoing the name of God. Okay? So we need to build that relationship. And how we do that? Reading the Bible, praying, and just evolving that relationship with God. And it intensifies with the time. So that is one of the things. And God is gonna be showing you things, and he's gonna be protecting you every time. So when I say I present you the real one, what I mean is that maybe you're doing many, many things, but for God, but not for you and your relationship with God. So you have to to analyze everything that's happening in your life, or everything that's happening right now in your life, and see if what you're doing right now is actually to please people that are around you, or to just do it because you feel okay to do it, but not because God is all in all these things. So who is the real God? The real God is the one who takes care of us. Is the one that helps us wake up every morning, who allow us to be safe, to care for other people, to every time we pray, he listens and help us through everything that we are going through. He's our strength. He give us that support we need for every single day. And I know maybe sometimes it's hard to understand that part, but when you build a relationship with someone, it's easy for us to just leave everything behind and just follow that person, because we see that person, we receive that affection of that person. It's more easy for us to do it. But why is it so hard for people to understand that God do all this, does many things? At least for me, it happens that, like, simple things, like I want something, I want a candy or something like that, and in a few minutes, I don't know, a coworker just show up with the exact same candy I want and just say, oh look, I bought two, so here's one for you. And you just don't know where it comes from. Well, God is helping you get that candy that you just want, because you're her daughter or you're his son, He loves you. He wants you to take care of you, even the simple things, even the details of your life. So when you have a relationship with God, a lot of things seems like you're having a relationship with somebody. But in this time, in this, the God is real. He sees everything. He hears you. He listens to you, even when you say things that it may feel like you're ashamed of it. He is there, and He doesn't judge you, because every single sin that you have committed or you have been witness of, He just throw it away, because you're His son, because you accepted His, because you accepted Him as your salvation. Jesus is your salvation, and you want a new life in Christ. God doesn't see this. He sees the new you. You were born again. And when you're born again, you're more tempted to go back to what it was easier and it was simple, which was ignoring everything else and have more free time for what? Because you can work every day, you can do many things, but at the end of the day, you're alone with yourself. And for me, it's more comforting to know that God is with me, even when I don't have anybody around me. And for me, that helped me in so many levels in this life, in so many decisions that has influenced me to take a better ones. And what I'm going to tell you is that if you want to know the real God in your life, our salvation, just get to know Him, get to pray for Him, and just say simple words like, God, I'm here. I want you to know that I accept you as my salvation, my Savior, and I pray for you to forgive my sins. So here am I for you to guide me. Okay, say those words. Keep reading the Bible, congregate in a church, and look for guidance. If right now being in a church is a problem, but you cannot do it right now, just keep reading the Bible, hearing the Bible, and a lot of songs help us to analyze our lives without God, and the difference when God is with us. So try to keep yourself focused on the real goal here, is to be close to God, hear Him, look for Him, pray for Him. Pray that is really communicating with Him and talking to Him. That's it. So if you can talk to anybody, you can talk to God. But you have to resign from your old self and just focus on seeing what God sees in you, and He's gonna bring it up to light in the best way He can. And just trust Him. God doesn't play games. He's not there if you do this. He just wants you to love Him and just talk to Him. Just talk and just be yourself. That's that weird person you are with Him. He's gonna show you the real path. And there's a reason for many things, and He can show you that too. So the real God, doesn't play games. He loves you for who you are, and he personally is the one who's going to change you, okay? So, blessings to you, your families, and see you next week. And the next week, because it's one version in Spanish, one version in English. So thank you very much for your support. I see you around. If you have any questions, you can write me on Instagram. And we can keep praying for each other. Thank you very much. See you in the next episode.
We have concluded our episode today. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next Friday. Blessings to you and your family.